The following Dharma talk was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Welcome, everyone. Nice to see you tonight on such a cold evening. We're really happy to have Okogyemon, who some of us first got to know, maybe it's been 3 years now, when we invited Aztec, this organization that Okogyemon co-founded and currently co-directs, maybe even a couple decades ago, and they've been running these anti-racism dialogue circles in the Twin Cities area now for a long time. And about 30 of our teachers and board members and leaders, we went through that 10-week process, and it was very useful for all of us, I think. And so since that time, we've invited Okogyemon to come back and speak. He's somebody has a long history of looking at the intersection of Dharma, which just means waking up to the way it is, and understanding the influence of culture, and in particular around race, and how it's the not seeing it really is a cause for so much suffering, as maybe some of us have begun to recognize in our own hearts and lives. And so tonight, Okogyemon is going to offer a guided meditation for some time, and then we'll stretch, and then he'll speak, and hopefully have time for questions and discussion after his comments. And the topic tonight is culture, race, and the Dharma through subaltern eyes. And I had to look up that word, which just means eyes of people that have been oppressed or subordinate. So we're really, again, happy to have Okogyemon here. And that organization will be running a 10-week anti-racism study dialogue circle starting in February on Monday during the day, during the mornings. And I don't know if it's full now. Is there still space, do you know?
It's fairly full, though the one on Saturday in St. Paul is open. And a lot of room is there.
Okay. So we have both on the bulletin board, and I have it here, some slips with the website so you can check and see which might fit your schedule and where there are spaces. But like I mentioned, I highly recommend it. So thank you so much, Okogyemon, for being here.
Thank you. And I apologize for being late. Apparently there was a crash on the stretch of highway that I was on, so it delayed me. So we bring ourselves into the quiet of the room. We sit present to the energy and mystery, the spirit that unites us each to the other and to all of life.
we sit open to being possessed by life as unique, particular expressions of life. We sit in sorrow and regret for the suffering we cause because of our ignorance, not knowing what we need to know, ought to know, so that we do no harm. You sit open to know who we are as we have been shaped by our shared legacies and the delusions that are part of our everyday life and ways we have been socialized. We sit in compassion for ourselves and for others, especially others in this community, the communities in which we play a part. We sit in compassion for the ways that we are separated and divided, because of our respective histories, because of choices we have made in ignorance or willfully. acknowledging the woundedness within ourselves, the woundedness that we have been complicit in, have perpetrated, have been a part of. Compassion for this suffering. We sit in loving kindness. Towards our own body and spirit. In forgiveness. In love. In recognition. We extend loving kindness outward. Towards each other. Now I invite you to breathe in the Spirit. And breathe out the Spirit. Breathing in the Spirit that unites us all. Breathing out the Spirit that makes itself present in us. We are part of the total unity. As we release this period of meditation, we go remembering that we exist in our differences. We manifest the Spirit in our differences. The Spirit rejoices in our differences. The Spirit is united in all of its diversity.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.